Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning. This is Lexi and Tyler with your 8 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, amid Premier David Crisafulli's plans for the 2032 Olympics, local suburbs are already isolating themselves as ideal locations. Leading real estate agents are already claiming there will be a spike in demand for locations like Kelvin Grove, Spring Hill, and Hurston. Concerns are being raised for homeowners of surrounding suburbs after reports from the 2000 Sydney Olympics revealed that house prices in suburbs surrounding new stadiums grew by more than 66%.
A new review by a former top public health official will contribute more research into hormone treatments and puberty blockers to adolescent trans patients. Adolescents and their families are being called to participate in the review to provide clarity on the positive and negative effects of hormone treatment and puberty blockers. The review derives from the state government's immediate pause for adolescent trans patients accessing these treatments under the public health system.
In national news, just this hour, Prime Minister Anthony Albanese called the federal election for Saturday, May 3rd. During his speech at Parliament House, Albanese commented about the hardship of Australians in facing unprecedented challenges, particularly in the wake of this election. Albanese made his first speech to voters this morning, stating the election is a choice between Labor's plan to keep building or Pete Dutton's promise to cut. That is the choice.
A new membership program for Australians looking to travel to the United States will become available in the near future. Global entry memberships will soon be available to Australians due to the country's recent acceptance as a partner for global entry with the US. The program began January this year, and the second phase, which will allow more Australian residents to apply for the program, will commence this July.
In international news, as a result of the recent tariffs Trump announced that impact Canada and the European Union, both trade partners have in turn retaliated. These recent increased tariffs from the US regarding steel and aluminium imports have been met with America's major trade partners in both areas announcing tariffs of their own. Canada announced on Wednesday that there would be a 25% increase tariff put in place on steel products, as well as an increase in taxes for a number of other large imports from the country. The European Union has also announced tariffs as a result of Trump's latest announcements, raising their own tariffs on products like American beef and poultry.
For your weather today, Brisbane is cloudy with a very high chance of rain. It is currently 22 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 25. There is no fire danger and the UV index is predicted to reach 10, which is in the very high band. That's all for your news for 8 a.m. We'll be back at 9 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au.